Good morning. Welcome to this service of worship this morning as we celebrate Reformation Sunday in a very special way. We're marking 500 years this Tuesday of the Protestant Reformation. And so this service today is very different than many of our normal worship services. This service today, while you may think there is no sermon, there actually is. But it is spoken, the words of exhortation are the words of scripture that will be spoken aloud by you in unison as part of the service. We're going to sing our way through the ages, the last 117 years. And so I want to tell you about what the world was like in 1900. In 1900, 87% of the world was under European influence and colonization. 70% of the world's Christians were of European heritage. It was commonly said with much pride, the sun never sets on the English Empire. Today, as we're traveling through these last 117 years, I want you to consider how the events, what was going on in the world, for each decade, how they affected your family, perhaps your parents, your grandparents, or your great-grandparents. Because we stand here today holding their legacy as their descendants. So we're calling past soldiers and peacemakers in the fight for life, liberty, the gospel, and mission work is very important.
1910 to 1920. During this decade, my parents emigrated to this country from Newfoundland. They found each other and began their life together when they married in Boston in 1915. In 1910, the World Missionary Conference was held in Edinburgh, Scotland, thought by many to be the formal beginning of the modern Protestant Christian ecumenical movement. But this decade was marked by tragedy. In April of 1912, the luxury liner HMS Titanic, on its maiden voyage from England to New York, collided with an iceberg off the coast of Newfoundland in the North Atlantic, sinking and taking with it over 1,000 lives. Just 3 years later, in May of 1915, another massive ocean liner, the Lusitania, was sunk. This was a massive passenger ship. There were over 2,000 people on board. But the Germans, being at war with Great Britain at the time, suspected that the ship was carrying munitions. So it was torpedoed by a German submarine, sinking in less than 18 minutes, and again claiming over 1,000 lives. These years also saw the beginning of the Russian Revolution with the rise of communism. But perhaps the most important thing that we remember is World War I, which we memorialize each year on November 11th. We can evangelize the entire world in this generation. We will proclaim the gospel and mobilize missionaries. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
Welcome to the 20s. The decade known as the Roaring Twenties records many national milestones. Women get the right to vote, the start of 13 years of prohibition, bootlegging, and the rise of organized crime. Woodrow Wilson leads the formation of the League of Nations. However, the U.S. Congress votes not to join. American Indians are granted U.S. citizenship. and the Teapot Dome scandal embroils Washington officials. Many heroes emerge as Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart become the world's most famous aviators. Babe Ruth sets the baseball home run record, and Borglum begins Mount Rushmore. Technology advancements are stunning. Talking motion pictures become mainstream with Al Jolson as the jazz singer. National radio networks are established, bringing news in real time across the country. Television is demonstrated to Congress. IBM is founded, and Robert Goddard launches the first liquid-fueled rocket. The first Miss America pageant was held in 1921. And while we're not certain if it was in that first event, my grandmother, Helen Wheeler, represented West Philadelphia in Atlantic City. Since it is Sunday, it's noteworthy that the NFL was formed in 1922. On the world stage, the cessation of the war to end all wars gives way to the rise of new global threats, with Hitler publishing his Mein Kampf and Japan continuing to escalate tensions in the Far East with China. However, the U.S. must first deal with a domestic crisis as the Great Depression marks the end of the decade with the stock market crash on October 29, 1929, what would become known as Black Tuesday. We must save the world for Jesus Christ. We will combat poverty and ignorance and cooperate with others in foreign lands to do so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life.
The decade of the 30s. Early on, in the early service, I mentioned Sour Lake, Texas. And I figured, well, nobody will know where that is. But someone did, so I'll mention it again. There was a lovely lady who later became my mother who moved to Sour Lake to start a home ec program at the high school. And she met my father, and the rest is history. So that's of significance to me to the 30s. The 30s were a very difficult time in our history. Poverty grew from the stock market crash and the Great Depression. The Depression just got worse, as everyone knows. The Midwest was hit with a dust bowl. The Hindenburg disaster occurred. Amelia Earhart disappeared, we think, in the Pacific. Hitler became Chancellor of Germany. The Empire State Building, these are positive things, the Empire State Building, the Hoover Dam, and the Golden Gate Bridge were all completed during this decade. The big negative, which started World War II, was Japan invaded China. And there we go. We must be evangelists by serving others and bring reconciliation to a broken world. We will step forward and meet the needs of the world. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
This is what my dad wore virtually every working day of his life. The suit, the white shirt, no colored shirts, the white shirt, and a hat. But one thing he did teach me even when I was a little boy, if you're indoors or in the presence of a lady, take your hat off. So I took my hat off. Some of the things which happened in this decade include World War II, atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and by the way, the one that was tested up in New Mexico shook my bed and woke me up. The communists won a victory in China, and as a result, all foreign missionaries were sent home. The Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. George Orwell wrote 1984. Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated. The State of Israel was founded. And NATO was formed. And right at the tail end of that decade, beginning of 1950, North Korea invaded South Korea and the Korean conflict began. I was a little kid growing up in this era, and I'd just like to share a few little key phrases on my remembrances. Riding on the truck with the Iceman. Oh yeah, we had an icebox. We didn't have a refrigerator. Sure, nice riding with the Iceman. Playing kick the can. Riding over Scenic Drive in my bike. I don't think my mom ever found out. Brussels sprouts. Yuck. Nickel popsicles. Root beer was my favorite. 10-cent movies. V2 rocket landing in Juarez. Boom. Mesita School, Dudley School, starting El Paso High. Hunting and fishing with my dad. Ice cream cones at the Borden's Dairy way down on North Mesa, just past where Wrestler crosses. That was outside the city limits. Eating at the Harvey House in the train station. And my one time personal favorite, sleeping on my grandma's feather bed. We must rebuild what has been broken and reconstruct that which has been torn down. We will find hope in unity and comfort in peace. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are.
It just gotta. Did the temperature just go down in here? Because we just got to the coolest decade. 1950 to 1960 brought us the first organ transplant, the first modern credit card, the first color TV. Stalin dies, polio vaccine is invented, and Elvis gyrates. Rosa Parks refuses to give up a seat on a bus. Soviet Sputnik launches the space age. DNA is discovered. Elizabeth becomes Queen of England. And on a personal note, my mother was carrying her fourth child as this decade closed, me. We must be willing to be a Christian presence in this world. We will use our technology and expertise to assist others in their development. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.
1960 to 1970, peace, love, flower power. Events in this decade include the building of the Berlin Wall, the first man in space by the Soviets, the Cuban Missile Crisis, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King are assassinated, the U.S. sends troops to Vietnam, Che Guevara dies, Star Trek is launched, the first Super Bowl is played, The first heart transplant surgery is performed. Neil Armstrong is the first man on the moon. The Charles Manson family is arrested, and Woodstock. And for me personally, I was a child growing up in the 60s, and I grew up at Grace Methodist Church in the Lower Valley, which in its heyday was a very large congregation. And in 1964, the sanctuary burned down, which was a very disturbing time for us. And I remember having worship services in the Fellowship Hall, and Don Forsman, every week, would pray for the soldiers, and he would say Vietnam instead of Vietnam. I remember that in my memory. But I think another great time for me in that era, I think I was about 11, and we all sat in front of the boob tube, the television, watching as Neil Armstrong stepped out onto the moon. It was breathtaking. We can travel now with ease, and we will be in mission on 6 continents. There are still so many people who have not heard of Jesus Christ. We will dialogue with others very different from ourselves and learn as we teach. All who believed were together and had all things in common.
Well, as you can guess, I'm the 70s. Everything except the platform shoes. I don't wear those anymore. Don't miss them either. In my decade, Mark Spix won 7 gold medalists. The terrorist attacked the Munich Games. As one dam completed, Watergate scandal begins. And that phrase, I am not a crook. Kent State shootings, Nixon resigns. Microsoft is founded. Patty Hearst was kidnapped. The U.S. pulls troops out of Vietnam. Mother Teresa is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and Jonestown Massacre. For me personally, I was in Germany when Munich Games were attacked. And I remember that our base that we were on had a curfew, and we were in lockdown. You weren't allowed out without your parents. And we also had an armed soldier go with us to school every day. He was at our bus stop, and he was on the bus back and forth from school. And that lasted for about a month. We confess our faith in Christ today by standing with others who suffer. We will stand in solidarity with those in need for human rights and social justice. All of us are equal in God's sight and should be treated as such. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, being good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the Lord's favor.
The 80s. We were bad in the 80s, I'm just saying. Okay. Here are some important events. Mount St. Helens erupts. U.S. Embassy in Beirut is bombed. U.S. bombs Libya. The Berlin Wall falls. Students are killed in China's Tiananmen Square. Events that affected me most, I was 24 when the spaceship Challenger was launched. I was in college. These were the beginning of my feminist days. Judy Resnick was from Akron, Ohio, and that was my hometown. She was only the second woman to go into space, and she was my heroine, as well as Kristen McAuliffe, who had been chosen from thousands of teachers across the country to be the first regular person to go up into space, and she was going to teach lessons up there. When the spaceship exploded, we weren't even sure what had happened at first. It was just a horrible, horrible experience, and it affected my life. But most of all, what affected me the most in the 80s was the outbreak of AIDS, a deadly disease that killed thousands, and it really opened up our eyes, and we actually did start to behave ourselves then. We must struggle with ourselves to remain faithful and stand as equals with Christians around the world. We will be partners in mission and enable others to participate as well in God's work. It is God's mission and God's work in the world, not ours alone. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies.
1990 to 2000. I actually had a really great time in the 90s. I graduated from high school in 1994 and spent the latter part of the decade as a member of the Fightin' Texas Aggie class of 1998. Woo! But there were a number of serious events on the world stage, including the 1994 genocide of more than 800,000 in Rwanda. Apartheid ends in South Africa. Black Africans are able to vote and elect Nelson Mandela as president. The Soviet Union collapsed, the Cold War ended, the World Trade Center was bombed, Hong Kong is returned to China, and Operation Desert Storm. We must retell the story of mission. We must seek new vision and direction. We will rededicate ourselves to be faithful witnesses and humble servants. So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
Okay. My whole family gathered together, but it was not because we feared the world would end. But there was concern on the parts of all those who owned computers, on the parts of banks around the world. But we gathered because we were going to have a New Year's Eve party to celebrate the beginning of the new millennium. And by the turn of this century, as we entered this new millennium, by now only 25% of the Christians worldwide are of European heritage. In 2008, at the United Methodist Church's General Conference, we determined that one of the four key emphases in going forward would be ministry with the poor. Ministry with the poor, not for the poor, not to the poor, but with the poor. And to quote one of my famous philosophers and theologians, Bono, we believe where you live should not determine if you live.
All right, let's see, do I have this? Am I on? All right, Y2K, anybody bored? Come on, be honest. Is anybody a doomsday, like it's all going to shut down, so you stockpiled water and food and all that? Somehow we made it through Y2K, and as we entered the new millennium, I had been married to Jamie Osborne Pelfrey less than 2 weeks, and so that was an exciting time for me, at least. I'm getting the nod. Other things that happened, of course, the tragedies continued in Africa, the ethnic cleansing and genocide now in Darfur, Sudan, with 400,000 dead and 2.5 million displaced. Israel leaves the Gaza Strip. World Trade Center Twin Towers were hit by terrorists, of course, on September 11, 2001. There were the Virginia State shootings. Hurricanes Katrina and Rita devastated the U.S. Gulf Coast. And the social media revolution began with YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. We consumed those things and continue to on the iPhone and other things, but the iPhone was invented and released during that time. Of course, America elected its first African-American president, Barack Obama, and a momentous day for me and my family, and I think for the world, on November 28, 2005, Madison Jane Pelfrey was born.
We will be part of the transformation of the church and the world. Led by the Spirit, we will serve our neighbors locally and globally. We will learn from each other as we work together and proclaim the risen Christ as we serve.
I know your works. Look, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
2010 to present day, some notable events from this time period so far. The Haiti earthquake. Apple debuts the iPad. Obama healthcare reform through the Affordable Care Act. Japan earthquake and tsunami. Osama bin Laden is killed. the rise of multiple terrorist organizations in the Middle East. Donald Trump is elected the 45th president. North Korea carries out its sixth test of a nuclear weapon. There's a total solar eclipse. Hurricanes Sandy, Harvey, Irma, Maria, and Jose devastate different parts of the world. Mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada, killing 58, becomes the biggest mass shooting in the country's history. And lastly, love wins. A Supreme Court decision legalizes gay marriage across the nation. Those before us have done great works, but we still have much to do. We must be Christ's hands and feet as we strive to fulfill our mission to reach out with the love of God to those beyond our church, to nurture our church body in the Christian faith and life, helping all to be transformed participants in the mission of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others.
Let it be spoken by us today that we will live both as evangelists and missionaries outside the walls of this church, to spread the good news and to be the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Join me in saying, we will.
We will. We will.
And let it be said of us, the Western Hills United Methodist Church congregation in El Paso, that the church has left the building. Go in peace.